This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the Live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
Michael.
And Chris.
The number, the call-in line, should you wish to call in, is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And, you know, whatever it is you want to talk about, that meme you saw on Facebook that made you angry today, whatever it is, just go ahead. We were talking about the U.S. tumbling down freedom charts and declining internet freedoms here in the previous hour. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
One key clause in the 14th Amendment, the citizenship clause, has been big in the news today.
Because of
Donald Trump wanting to deny birthright citizenship to certain persons who were born in the USA, to persons who were undocumented migrants. And the citizenship clause, of course, says all persons born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside, period. And a historical reference to that, if you take a look at the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 2, that refers to the United States in the plural, where it speaks of their authority. Section 3, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them
or
in adhering to their enemies. The United States were referred to in the plural right through to the 13th Amendment, which speaks of their jurisdiction. And in the 14th Amendment, it was no longer correct to speak of the United States in the plural, but it would be inconsistent to speak of the United States in the singular. And so they danced around whether the United States are plural or the United States is singular by using the phrase, the jurisdiction thereof, which can mean either singular or plural. The 18th Amendment does the same thing, where it speaks to any place subject to the jurisdiction thereof, alcohol prohibition, because it was right at during the war between the states, when that was getting settled and people were finally figuring out that the South is not
alcohol prohibition was well after the war between the states.
And that's correct, and that's why they had to use the singular for the and therefore they said the jurisdiction thereof, because it would no longer be correct to speak of the United States in the plural, and it would be inconsistent to speak of its jurisdiction.
Are you saying that something happened in the 14th Amendment that changed the role and powers of the federal and state governments?
Something happened in the mindset of people in the war.
Right.
They stopped calling the United States they and started calling the United States is. The United States is rather than are.
Right. Yeah, I was just talking to a friend about this, and the idea was, is what he was trying to do is, get solidified in his mind what a state is. And by state, what he was talking about was an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence over a given landmass.
Okay.
And that's what Barack Obama called a nation state, and it's a pretty good definition. You just go look it up on YouTube. It's right there. You don't have to take my word for it. Don't believe things that people on radio and television tell you. Look them up yourself. But, an organization that claims monopoly privilege or the use of violence in a given landmass. Now, it's a little complicated and there's a lot of fleshing out. But basically, a state is a government, but it's a kind of government, the most common kind by far that we've had historically. But it's a form of government that says, we're going to provide a certain amount of services and you will not compete against us in that area. And if you do, you'll be lucky to survive,
right?
Like, that's what a state does. And
hold on.
If you go to Europe and you use the term state, they know exactly what you mean when you say state. You mean a government.
Right.
But here in the United States, if you say a state, that just means you've driven to Georgia, right?
Alabama.
Right. Right, or whatever. You're just referring to a place. A
lesser part of the whole.
Right. The United States, the federal government, is really no different than the European Union, which is a federation of European states.
Good analogy.
The United States government is a federation of American states. And there are currently 50 states, and then there several places that are just basically little peons, little serfdoms that they've conquered, and they really haven't gotten away from that, and they're stuck on the welfare and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, as far as birthright citizenship, I have to point out there is no such thing as citizenship anyway. It's not like some bureaucracy is part of your soul, but there's a lot of bureaucrats who pretend there is such a thing as citizenship. And when you want to get home and you got to cross that line on the map, it's a big help if they're pretending that you're a citizen.
I like to say this. So they ask me, are you a U.S. citizen? And I'll say, yes, the United States claims me as their citizen. And usually they chuckle at that. They realize that there's a more, they could have a longer conversation with me if they wanted to.
You want to mess with them?
And they don't.
You want to mess with them? You want to mess with them, you say, oh, by the way, that passport's not really mine. And their eyes fall, what? And then, it says on page 5, it's the property of the United States.
Right.
And,
yeah, that's what mine says.
Yeah, and...
They're referring to you, Michael, not the passport.
What was the purpose of
your trip, saying right?
The person whose picture herein belongs to us.
I'm going
to
go grab my passport during the break, and then we'll have a conversation about that.
There we go.
can I go on to point out that when I came back on October 3rd, by the way, I arrived at Newark, and I said, what was the purpose of your trip? I wasn't aware a United States citizen needed a reason to travel. And he's ready for me, by the way. I went there because I felt like it. What did you do there? I obeyed the laws. I mean, I answered the question. That's what I did while I was there. Okay, and now, so he goes through the whole detailed list of fruits or vegetables. Are you transporting more than $10,000? Or the whole list, all these things that the declaration form asks. And I answered them one at a time. He chanted and sent me on my way. And he wasn't going to let me get on his nerves that way.
Unbelievable.
And sent me down to customs to go get my luggage and everything.
Yeah.
So that was
he's like, I don't get paid enough for this.
Right. But he basically asked you all the same questions that you filled out a form under penalty of perjury. A half hour before? Maybe you were sitting on your flight filling it out? Same thing, right?
Yeah. And then they want me to go through learn a new computer system so I can do their work for them and answer all these questions and put my passport in this way. I didn't know. I'm bringing my passport up to the agent and I'm going to do let them do their own work my doing their work for them. But yeah,
let's talk about this birthright citizenship thing real quick. I mean, you mentioned it in the news and all that. First off, I think that Trump can claim authority to stop birthright citizenship if he can claim that there's a threat to the United States in the process. And if with a conservative SCOTUS, he can then, then they'll pass it through. Because as chief executive, all he has to, that's his job, right? He's there to protect the nation. I am the decider. He can get away with it if they make that argument. However, I've got to say, I think the idea of birthright citizenship has long since, outlived its usefulness. I think that there should be criteria for being a U.S. citizen, and I don't give a crap what plot of land you were born on. At the very least, we're talking about people who are able to run for office, able to vote, have to pay taxes. Look, you want to opt into this system, and that sounds great. Let's
be
have
my
all those
guess.
Things.
Sure.
Freedom, liberty is an unalienable right that everybody has, and that includes the right to live in the United States. However, eligibility to be a member of Congress, eligibility to be on a jury, any kind of discharging governmental authority can require citizenship, in my humble opinion, which is, of course, the only opinion that matters.
And in some constitutional opinions and court decisions.
Yeah, great. Thanks for the call, Tom. The number, you're welcome to give your opinion, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Live Thursday edition. Mark with you.
Michael.
And Chris.
The number, should you wish to call in, discuss important and pertinent facts like the declining internet freedom in the world, the U.S. tumbling down world freedom charts and, well, this new naturalized citizen thing, this new what birthright citizenship, that's the term we're using, birthright citizenship thing that Trump's talking about, you're welcome to do so. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. Well, before we go to the phones, terribly sorry, but I want to talk to you about Blink Home Security System. So I've got this Blink Home Security System. Not only do we have it here at the studio, but we've also got one at my house. And it worked fine, flawlessly, while I was on vacation, taking a train trip across the U.S. I'll tell you guys about that if you want. We had a 30-day rail pass by Amtrak, and whenever something would move in my living room at the designated times, got a notification.
And you were able to just look on your phone and
just
see?
Look at my phone and see if I had internet. There's one time when I got a notification. I'm sitting in Glacier National Park.
You don't have internet there.
Yeah. Well, I had just enough cell coverage to get a notification.
Right.
But not enough to look at the video. So, yeah, whatever. You're going to need internet. That's one of the criteria for Blink. But it's an awesome setup, and I think it's great. You go to, they've got their live feed option lets you monitor whatever's happening at your house right now. So I could go and turn on the camera, get the little LED light would stream, and I'd be able to see several different areas of my house from your smartphone. You can look at it right there from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscription. Blink works with Alexa. You get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off if you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. If you don't go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, how are you going to get that 15% discount? You're not. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
So, you were about to take a phone call.
I was. That phone call is Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. First off, all of us have agreed, I think, that citizenship is a, you know, pig in a poke. It's not good news. It's
what is
not
a pig in a poke?
Pig in a poke, or what's... It's the same thing as not looking at a horse's teeth.
Some kind of snack you got at the Iowa State Fair?
It sounds good if it's a snack I got at the Iowa State Fair.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Well, I mean, you know, it's like you don't know what's there. And
people love the citizenship idea, but they don't know what it means. So what does it mean?
No, it's to me, it's perfectly... hypocritical. See, I think we're all sovereigns,
okay.
Individually sovereigns, that the source of our power is our individuality.
I was
and
told
if we are
individuals, in civics class,
we are not citizens.
I was told in civics class that we are all basically kings of our own domain. That was the idea of America, that we would all be
right.
These little sovereigns
sure.
Doing this little sovereign stuff. That would no longer do you have the feudalism of yore. Now we have freedom, property ownership, and these sorts of things. And I'll agree that I think that the system of property ownership that was developed in the United States, that period of time, that yes, there was some significant more freedom than perhaps we even enjoy today. But this thing that rose out of it, I remember, let's see, John Adams, during his presidency, they put together a treaty with the Barbary Pirates, and in that treaty, they mentioned the subjects of the United States. Now, they don't use that terminology at all anymore. They use citizen. But I'd say that citizen and subject, there is no difference. So citizen, by definition, means a person who dwells in a city. Hmm. Clearly, a U.S. citizen living in the country is not a citizen by that definition.
And the reason they use the word subject in the first place is because you are subject to their jurisdiction.
Yes. Cops even use it all the time. Cops will say, well, the subject is proceeding down the street. Right, right. I mean, they're calling you a subject all of the time. You're a subject.
Yep.
That's the end of that story. I'd say that citizen, if you really want to apply it, is a kinder, gentler serfdom.
Yeah.
That slavery over time has morphed from basically having the power of life and death over a person to having a power over their work and breeding habits and these sorts of things to what do we have today, which is you can do what you want, but if you make money doing what you want, you have to give us money. You have to give us a part of that money.
Right.
If you don't make money doing what you want, then we'll give you money from the other people that we took the money from. And that's how this works.
And that all is wrong. And that all is unacceptable in my book, okay? In Bad Slave's world.
You are a bad slave.
Well, there you go. And one other thing beyond that, do you understand the jury system, both of them, Grand and Pettit, are people operating from that sovereign power?
Sure. I mean, that makes the idea is that the idea of the government is that we, the people, instituted it. So they have juries for the purpose of, enforcing these laws. The laws come from the people.
Of the people actually exercising their personal individual power of sovereignty. And if people approached juries, both Grand and Pettit, with that idea, and that any agent that comes in, a prosecutor, a judge, a cop, anybody that comes into the jury is speaking to the masters.
They don't do that.
Not at all.
Well, and basically, a jury once impaneled has got immense powers to actually indict anyone.
Well, a grand jury would, right?
Yeah,
not a jury.
I mean, right. Well, yes, the grand juries. That's my point.
Yeah, grand jury is an incredibly powerful force, but it is the lawyers, the prosecutors understand that thoroughly, and they act like very authoritarian tour guides for this world of legal stuff. Like, you're only going to learn things we're going to have you learn. You're not going to go any further.
We don't want to be here any more than you do. We're going to get you in and out real quick before you start asking questions.
The actual powers of a grand jury that were meant to be, prior to, the United States, I mean, back in England, those juries had the power to actually indict the mayor or...
Right. They could go after the prosecutor standing in front of them if they wanted to.
You're back.
That's exactly what the main job that they were supposed to...
Free talk.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Policies lead to the release of illegal aliens into our communities after they've been apprehended. But we're not releasing anymore. Big change as of a couple of days ago. We're going to no longer release. We're going to catch. We're not going to release.
President Trump addressing illegal immigration and border security today at the White House. The president again had a message for the migrant caravans heading towards the United States.
These illegal caravans will not be allowed into the United States, and they should turn back now because they're wasting their time.
The FBI and local police in Wisconsin are scaling back in the search for missing 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Jamie was abducted and her parents were killed at their rural Wisconsin home in October, which prompted a massive investigation by federal, state, and local authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
And Chris.
You can call in, talk about what you want. We were talking about this birthright citizenship, the power of grand juries. But you can control the show here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I got a little blurb here that I wanted to talk to you guys about. From TheAtlantic.com, and they've had some really great reporting over the last 5 years. I love The Atlantic and the presence they've taken on the internet. I don't always agree with their sort of editorial stance. It's pretty clear. But nonetheless, I don't always agree with anybody's editorial stance. Let's be serious here. But this one amuses me. Teens are protesting in-class presentations.
They're what?
Some students say having to speak in front of the
people.
Class.
Oh my gosh, the humility.
Is an unreasonable burden for those with anxiety and are demanding an alternative options.
But my feels.
Stress.
Right.
Oh jeez.
So, what's you've been told your whole life, what's the number one fear? Public speaking. Number two is death, right? So public speaking is worse than dying. I don't know that any of that is true.
I don't think
so. But I do know that the idea of giving a presentation, I think it was in fifth grade that we had to do our first one in front of the class.
Right.
It's terrifying.
Those first ones are. I mean, it is tough to get up in front of people. And if you've never done it before, I remember that feeling, you know, that pit of the stomach,
it's terrifying.
Butterflies. It's terrifying.
I don't remember anybody passing out and falling down. I don't remember anybody clamming up and just being unable to speak. Not to say those things haven't happened in classes around the U.S., but...
Yeah, you know, you get the butterflies in the stomach when you're in fifth grade and you have to go up on the stage and do your little thing. But and it even happens today. We have a co-host who gets butterflies coming on the radio. So
I nearly passed out the first time that I was on the radio, Oldies 108 in Sarasota, Florida. And they had sent a some school supplies to some kids in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
We'd done a little fundraiser, got some school supplies, sent them off, boxes of pens and papers and all these things. We wanted these kids in Haiti to have as much. This is all before all the Haitian problems that existed. And I took it down there because it was my client that we had done this with. And I flew in an American Eagle. Well, that was the brand.
Right.
But, I mean, the plane that was called an American Eagle, the ones that had those problems back in the 80s. And I delivered this stuff. I went down there. I went to Hospitals Halpert Schweitzer in Deschampal, Haiti, and I came back to report on it, and the report was terrible, right? I could barely string two sentences together. Right. But I did it, and here I am on the radio, call it 20 years later. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, growth can be had from your anxiety. And nothing. Very, very little in this world will make me so angry as somebody who demands their own prison.
Right.
That demands their own limitations.
Hmm. But they do.
That's a good way to put it.
It is. It's so short-sighted. Public speaking or being able to at least give a presentation in, say, a conference room is one of those things that is going to benefit you.
Yeah.
And because you're a child and you don't feel comfortable doing it, this is why you should homeschool, kids.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, this is... I would say that is one of the few things that school did for me, is that, having to give a speech in front of a small group,
right.
This is something that you need to be able to do as an adult.
Right. What I'm saying is...
I don't care if you're a mechanic or a master of business,
I don't disagree. I'm just saying that we have anxieties when we're in third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade that may not exist and may not be paralyzing, crippling fear when we're entering the job market at 18 or 19 or with kids today at 37, 38 years old.
Yep. I think that I go a step further. You don't have that paralyzing fear at kindergarten. And they should bring kids to the front of the class more often so that they're not dealing with these problems. The failing with school
right.
is that you get this 3-minute speech that you have to do in fifth grade on, some aspect of World War II. That's what it was for us. I picked kamikaze pilots. Who doesn't like that? That's pretty compelling stuff.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it was. Now I do.
Sacred money well spent.
Just in case you wanted to know. If they brought kids up more often, they wouldn't have these problems as much as they did. But now you've got people are using this disability thing. I've got anxiety. You don't have anxiety. You're just spoiled. You little punk. Get up there and give the speech.
Right.
And
you're going to hate it. And here's a heads up. You're going to hate it. You're going to feel uncomfortable. But you're not going to die.
Right.
You're not going to be personally scarred for it.
The only one I remember is my own.
Right.
You know why? Because we're a bunch of self-obsessed primates.
Right.
Right. Nobody cares about your speech. I barely remember that anybody else did any.
You don't remember that one
kid. I'm sure they must have because...
If somebody would have fallen over, busted their head on a chair or something, I certainly would have remembered
gushing.
That.
Right.
That's embarrassing. If somebody wet themselves up there, yes, I would remember that. But I personally, it's not my shtick to make fun of people for situations like that, so I wouldn't be, I wouldn't bother somebody that I don't know anybody from grammar school anyway. There's one kid that I talked to on Facebook, one guy that I talked to on Facebook that was a kid with me in grammar school. The rest of them I don't remember at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, this whole idea that people are falling back on some made-up mental health issue just really annoys me.
Well, and it devalues issues with mental health. That's kind of
yes.
where I come from. It just makes it look like a nothing. Everything that's wrong with you is just as silly as that kid saying he can't stand up in front of the class, and it's pathetic.
Right. If one kid can say he's got anxiety and can't stand up in front of the class, and I'm not saying that there's not a kid in America that doesn't have such crippling anxiety.
Oh, yeah. That's a real thing, Mark.
Yeah,
no doubt.
That they're going to fall over or whatever.
Pass out. Right.
Fine.
Traumatized. Sure.
You're going to learn how to do a presentation on video, Tommy.
Right.
You're going to stand there with nobody. Look, I mean, I realize I talk to 100,000 people a day when I'm on the radio. Yeah, the numbers are some nights it's 100,000, other nights it's tens of thousands, whatever.
I rounded up to 400 million a night.
Yeah, that's what it is. 400 million to 9 billion people every single evening.
There we go. Good numbers.
But I'm sitting in a room chatting with my friends.
Yeah, right.
And they just happen to be microphones in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get over it, Tommy. You can do it, buddy.
It doesn't even take very much.
Yeah, and everybody's, I mean, radio's a great example because everybody's awkward the first time you do it.
Yeah.
You have no idea how you're going to fill 3 hours. I mean,
being a host. I'm talking about being a caller.
That's true,
even
too.
Being a caller.
Just take some notes, by the way. If you get some things that you want to say, you know, just jot down 3 or 4 bullet points of notes that you want to cover, and that will, believe me, that'll cover 2 or 3 minutes. And it's our job to make this compelling.
Yeah.
You know, we do the things that you're not supposed to do in radio, which is we take calls on Freetalk Live.
I know.
We take calls about just about anything.
Absolutely. Anyway, it says here for many high school students, giving in-class presentations is a rite of passage. Yes, it is a rite of passage, and it should remain so.
Right.
Obviously,
it's a critical life skill.
Right. Going on here, it says teachers are coming up for somebody with severe anxiety, having severe somebody forced me into. Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't the teacher. This is one woman recently tweeting. Somebody forced me to do a public presentation was the best idea to happen in my life. So this person's claiming that having severe anxiety, being forced to do public presentation was the best thing that ever happened to her.
Face your fears. Ever heard that one, Mark?
Right. Push your boundaries, people.
There you go.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Argue for your limitations, and they are yours.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Thursday edition. Mark with you.
Michael.
And Chris.
Call in, talk about whatever you want. We're talking about the, well, public speaking, the fear of public speaking. And apparently some students, and, I'm going to go ahead and say it. In the age of snowflakes, some students believing that they can claim mental illness of anxiety, and I'm no psychiatrist, but I just don't believe anxiety really, really exists. Not on any pervasive level. I get it. Surely, in a world of 9 billion people, somebody's got crippling anxiety. But chances are, if you claim to have crippling anxiety on the internet recently, you're not. Nope. You're not. You don't have crippling anxiety. It's just a self-obsessed a-hole. That's all. And, yeah, I think that we're all better off for having given the speech in front of the class in school.
Certainly.
And as a matter of fact, now that I think of it, I got to figure out some way to get my son to give presentations, too. Honestly, I don't think it's going to be a problem. He likes to put on plays that he sort of produces himself. They're awful, but nonetheless, you sit there because, you know, you're a parent. But, yeah, and he tries to get all the adults in the room, so I don't think that that'll be that big of a deal.
Yeah, you'll have no trouble there.
So we've got a contest going on where we're giving away a Liberty Dollar 2, LD20 coins. Liberty Dollar 2 has released its limited LD20 token, and Free Talk Live's giving away 10 of them. It's a value of $350, and I've gotten a lot of entries, which is great. So all you have to do is each LD2 token is backed by 1 ounce of silver. It's a gorgeous .999 fine silver round, just like Liberty Dollar was famous for. And to enter, just send an email to contest@freetalklive.com. Put LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. Again, to enter, send an email to with LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. That's your guess. I have randomly selected a number using an online randomizer thing. The winner will be selected, announced on November the 5th. In the event of a tie, the prize will be split. I have not said that you cannot enter if you won the last 30 days, so by all means, you can.
Now, Mark, we did have a question come up while you were out about this contest.
Yes.
That random number between 1 and 1,000,
yes.
Do you want that in the subject line or the body?
I want it in the body, but I'm not going to disqualify anybody. As long as they've got those two things, it's fine.
As long as it's in there somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, they've done both, and it's okay. You know, I'm not like a, you're going to follow the instructions. I have to have a guess, and I have to know what the guess is about. You just send me a number. I don't know what it is, you know? So, anyway, Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up the wallet to receive your prize. You can find out more at ld2coin.io, ld2coin.io. So, this article from The Atlantic about high schoolers and middle schoolers not wanting to give speeches. Let's see here. It says, with over 90% of hiring managers saying it's important that people have oral communication skills, some educators credit in-class presentations with building essential leadership skills and increasing student confidence, understanding of materials. But in the past few years, students have started calling out in-class presentations as discriminatory to those with anxiety. Nobody, when I was in school, said they had anxiety.
Not once. Not once.
Now, they could say they were anxious.
Oh, yeah.
People.
Yeah, everyone was anxious.
We were
nobody,
all freaking out.
Not one time claimed, I have anxiety, and claimed it as a sort of a mental health issue.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, Mark, because what percentage of children today are on anti-anxiety medications?
Yes.
I mean, the numbers are huge.
I have talked to a young person within the last few years who basically claimed that whatever it was that she didn't want to do, she couldn't do because of her anxiety. She couldn't wash her dishes. She couldn't clean up her clothes. She couldn't do a whole bunch of things, and it was because she had anxiety.
Did you keep a straight face?
I would just say, nope, you're wrong. And you know what happens? They stop talking to you about that, and they go talk to somebody else. They find somebody whom they can enroll in this conversation
right.
about their problem. Your problem is that you don't want to be an adult.
I went through this with my son. So he had periods where, you know, he was suffering from crippling anxiety and depression and all these things, you know, as he's 15, 16 years old, 17 years old. And, you know, all the doctor's advice were, you know, well, we need to counsel him and we need to make sure he's on the right medications and, you know, get those levels right of those chemicals in his mind. And even though we don't know what those chemicals are for him.
Sure.
But it's interesting. As time goes on, and I guarantee you a number of parents will back me up, you start to dig and you find out what? It's about a girl.
That's facepalm number one for the evening.
I'd like to say...
That was it.
Yeah, about a girl. You know what's not attractive, gentlemen? Having crippling anxiety! There's a reason that emo was a fad.
Right.
Like, I'd like to complain about skinny jeans, too, but I probably should keep my mouth shut about that. They clearly won that one.
Oh, my.
CJ calling in from Pennsylvania. CJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how's it going, gentlemen? That was a
All's
pretty
well.
Interesting conversation. I'm probably looking for a little bit of guidance, I guess, if anything.
Sure.
I recently, you know, about 4 months ago, I became, and Mark, you'll know a little bit about this. I became an account executive at Cumulus Media.
Oh my! Okay.
And you know, I've been having a great time, and I've been learning a ton. But man,
how long is it?
Really?
How long have you been doing?
I'm sorry.
How long have you been doing?
4 months.
Okay.
4 months.
For those not familiar, what exactly is Cumulus Media?
Cumulus Media is the second largest radio company in America right now.
And an account executive is a basically a salesperson, right. Somebody who handles the account. We used to use the term ad exec.
Right.
You know, they'll create the campaign, they'll sell the campaign, they do pretty much everything.
Go ahead,
CJ.
It's a pretty interesting job. It's not like any other state. I mean, I've done some retail in the past, but this is like totally different. This is like business to business sales. Like this is the real deal.
Yep.
And
you're a professional now, pal.
I know. And I know it's ridiculous, but I'm having a really hard time closing business.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think maybe it's because I'm not asking the right questions, or I'm asking poor questions during the client needs analysis.
All right.
I've got one real, well, are you asking them to close the deal?
Yes. Yes.
And, yes, that and, we just wanted to make sure,
right,
because
so
a lot
one thing is that when you slide the piece of paper across the thing that says this is what you get and this is how much it costs, and then you you have the pen in your hand after you've explained everything that they get, and then you're sliding the cost across to them. You have the pen in there in your hand and you say nothing until they say something. Okay? If they say something, you respond to that thing. You don't just stand there like a wide-eyed deer with a pen in your hand. But until they say something, you don't say, oh, and in a case, maybe you want to sign this, or maybe you want to look at it until next week. And no. You sit there with a pen in your hand, and you look at them. Okay? You just look at them.
That's good.
And if they say something, then you answer their question. Second thing is if you don't feel like you're asking the right questions in the need analysis, and this could be the truth, the Radio Advertising Bureau, RAB, I think it's RAB.org, anyway, look up Radio Advertising Bureau, has a certified, CRMT, radio marketing technician? Anyway, the acronym, you can put letters behind your name. The first time in your life, mister, you'll be able to put letters behind your name. You take their little course, and you become a certified radio marketing CRMC consultant, whatever it is. You can write that. I have never done it, mind you, but I could. And they will, they have a great course. It's as good as anything. If it hadn't been for that, I would have never made it through the process at Clear Channel at the time.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I was just going to say one thing that I've found useful when talking. I don't do a whole lot of sales myself, but when talking to other businesses, when I am trying to bring on a new client or whatever, I will ask them just, what is your biggest pain point in your business right now?
That's a really, really, really great question.
Yep.
CJ, I look forward to more calls from you. This is obviously something that I love doing as a sales manager here for Free Talk Live. I certainly don't want to train people for other lines of other companies, but nonetheless, I find this compelling conversation. So thank you for the call. 855, 453. I was just expecting something more there. What are you going to do?
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.